Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. Oh, we knew it was going to snow. We could see that sky. That was a snow sky, and people who have lived here for more than 5 minutes know what that snow sky looks like. The snow was up there, and there was this great, great stillness, big full moon last week, and people just waiting for this to happen. And now finally today, it did. This gorgeous, gorgeous snowfall. Cliff down at the Mercantile sold out of snow shovels today and salt and sand, and the sound of the grader is heard on the pavement, this old familiar sound, which we may become tired of by February, but right now it's quite beautiful. Clint Bunsen went out deer hunting this last week, and he shot a 10-point buck and then could not find it. He chased it through the woods. There was a little trail of blood. It went a little ways, and then it stopped. He searched for it all last Saturday and on into the night and went out there Sunday morning as well. You are not supposed to leave a deer out in the woods. It's just bad, bad karma. He looked and he looked, and then Sunday night he dreamed about the deer. He, Clint, was in the woods, naked, tied to a tree, and the deer was facing him, his antlers lowered. And then instead of charging, the deer got into Clint's pickup truck. And he revved up the engine, and he drove away, and Clint woke up. And it was Arlene next to him, snoring. These things all come around. They have cleaned the sanctuary at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church. They have cleaned it for Advent. They swept it out. They swept it so thoroughly. They found a pearl in a crack in the plank in the floor. A pearl. Who could tell if it was real or not? They weren't sure. They assumed that it was. And so they pulled apart the grate, thinking more pearls, a string of pearls, had fallen, and they took apart some ductwork under the floor, and they found all sorts of stuff. They found pencils, and they found small plastic toys, and they found popcorn. Where did that come from? And they found a note written on a visitor's card, and the note written in pencil said, "I sit here looking at the back of your head during this long, long sermon, and I would like to kiss your neck over and over and over." Pastor Liz has been out visiting the sick, old people fading away. Now Mr. Olson had a big quadruple bypass surgery. She had to go visit him. She had to go see Mr. Rasmussen, who suffered a stroke and who lay in the hospital unable to talk, this man who had done nothing but talk for the last 15, 20, 30 years, mainly about sports. He just lay there silent, and she sat in the chair by his bedside and looked at him. She could tell what he was thinking. His wife died a year ago, and it was a difficult marriage, but he misses her, and he sees no purpose to going on, and he is hoping to die before they haul him off to the nursing home. And that is just the long and the short of it. Pastor Liz sat in the chair, and she fell asleep, and she was awakened by the nurse who was fastening the blood pressure cuff around her arm. Pastor Liz. Pastor Liz said, no, not me, him. No, the nurse said. He died. He's already dead. So she took Pastor Liz's blood pressure, 110 over 75. Pretty good. So she'll last a while longer. She had to preach last Sunday on one of her least favorite texts from the Gospels, from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the parable of the talents, which says, essentially, those who have a lot will have even more, and those who have almost nothing will lose whatever little they do have. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. She tried to tell the congregation that this was metaphorical and that this referred to the fruit of the Spirit, but who could know? And now here it is. It's Thanksgiving, and we're celebrating our great plenty, those who are so fortunate, and the exiles will be coming back to Lake Wobegon from Minneapolis and Chicago and all of the places where they have gone to escape us, and they will come back to see how we are doing, bringing back their exotic dressings and their odd dishes. They've gotten away from turkey. They object to turkey. They come with a big, hot, steaming tofu loaf, which looks like something a buffalo might have dropped. Stuffings with pine nuts and seeds and stems and branches and things, and no breadcrumbs that we can see whatsoever. College students are coming back for Thanksgiving, all except for Corinne Tollerud, who is a junior here at St. Olaf and who called up Daryl, her father, and said she decided to stay on campus and she's going to work in the cafeteria. And she is just fine, thank you very much. Well, he said, if you can't come home for Thanksgiving, then maybe we will come down there to Northfield. Well, she said, if you do, be prepared for a big surprise. Oh, he said, would that be a happy surprise or not? Well, she said, I can't tell you what you should feel. They've decided not to come. Who knows what it could be? An unsuitable boyfriend, an unsuitable girlfriend, tattoos, what, piercings, what can they do? No, the parents of a 20-year-old student at St. Olaf are not up for surprises at this point. But today the snow fell, and if you looked out the window and you watched it come down against the gray trees, against the brown grass, if you watched the snow fall, if you didn't think about the future at all, if you just put that out of your mind entirely, if you just watched the snowfall today, you could not help but be happy. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.